You are listening to the OneOfUs.net podcast network. OneOfUs.net and all of the shows on it are 100% subscriber-supported. Please consider becoming a subscriber to OneOfUs.net. Keep the site and all of our great shows going and get some terrific bonus content as well.
I can show
so parrots don't just don't understand.
Parrots.
That's going to be the wrap. This is the guy we're going to start the podcast. Parrots just don't understand. Hello and welcome to another edition of Comedia Go-Go's podcast, Public Access. Once again, this is Larry.
This is Regan.
And this is Jess.
And we are pleased as punch to have, once again, as our guest, the audience at the Blind Tiger Comedy Club. Make some noise, ladies and gentlemen.
We're doing it live!
Fuck it, we'll do it live!
This fucking thing sucks, we'll do it live!
We'll do it live, and we are happy campers to be talking about what today, Regan?
Three topics today. Topic number one, horribly miscast a live-action remake of a beloved animated film. Topic number two, describe your worst drug experience. All of you who have had bad drug experiences, we want you guys to come up here and talk about those worst.
Caveat, if you haven't done drugs, but you've seen someone do drugs, that counts as a drug experience.
Ooh, that helps.
Yeah.
That helps. Topic number three, what is your favorite food to share? And is there a food you won't share? Those are the three topics, ladies and gentlemen.
That's right. And we are pleased as punch to be doing it live here at the Blind Tiger. And it is December. It is holiday season, right?
Absolutely.
I say Christmas because I'm an asshole.
No, and because you're a believer. Because
I believe in Santa.
I say happy holidays.
Right.
Because I work at a public school.
Yeah. But is that because you're separating church and state?
Yeah. It's just.
Yeah. Do you celebrate other religious, like, what do you say, like, happy Yom Kippur?
No.
Happy Rosh
Merry
Hashanah?
Winter break.
Right.
Sour apple.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know that reminds
Speaking
me
Speaking
of
which, today's episode is brought to you by Skittles. Skittles, the candy you get for free. We have sour Skittles and sweet heat Skittles. That was given to me by a white lady from her purse.
Is anybody eating sweet heat?
Yeah, and
hard candy.
Serious as a disease. Feel free to please come and get some candy because we're here to
share. From a stranger.
From a stranger. Candy from a bearded stranger.
Which is what Christmas is.
No, it is.
And Halloween.
Yeah, 100%, you're right. Yeah.
You're
we all have beards right now. This is the time of the year where all three of us have beards.
We're all beards.
Yeah.
You know, beard.
I don't normally look like this.
Is a term for a closeted gay man's girlfriend or wife.
Yes, I do know that.
Did you know that?
Yes, I did know that.
Did you all know that?
Yeah. So if there's a closeted gay man and he has like your man, you're his beard.
Yes.
Yeah. So if he was gay, I see you.
If
what we would say in the bathhouse is like, "How's your beard doing?" I was like, "Oh, she's great. She's oblivious. You know, it's ugly sweater day, and so we're celebrating it."
But I also think it's a good term for a lesbian spouse as well. This is my beard.
Well, no, you think?
No, because it's like, you know, I'd like a beard. Like your face is where hair is, so it's my beard.
But that is if they go full bush. Because I don't know. I don't think lesbians go full bush.
But you read the room. You look and you go, yeah.
You read the room.
There's nothing more.
Yeah, you read the room and you're like, do they have a? Yeah, that's your beard, right? And then you and they're like, ha ha ha. You know, they're cool with it, right?
Okay. So if we were gay, we'd be bears, right?
Fuck yeah!
Right?
Yeah, like exactly.
A big hairy.
Exactly.
So if I lose weight, I'd be an otter.
All right. Would our beards be beards?
Beards. In the microphone, we have Joel Settles, the founder of Comedia Go-Go. Come up, please, sir. Come up, please, you homeless vagrant.
I just want to say that.
No one can hear you.
Boo Boo is
Yogi Bear's beard. Yes.
Wait, but here's a nice tongue twister. A bearded bottom could be also known as a Mrs. Baird.
Because you want
to butter that bread.
Jesus Christ.
What happened was, it was 2001.
He was young.
This is a true story. Can I tell the story? I'm not interrupting the
this is part of it,
show.
Man. No, you started us.
I'm not.
Where's the story go?
Just let him do it. Just let him do it. Just let him do it. Come on.
I was. I had an apartment out on Ashby and Flores. Yes, thank you for applauding the apartment. That was a big, big accomplishment in my life at the time.
For our listeners,
it's still an accomplishment in my life. And I was down on Ashby and Flores, and I was trying to fix my tire.
Is that a term?
No, I was trying to actually.
That's not like, code. That's not like when you pink sock yourself and you're just trying to put your asshole back in your butt.
I don't know if you ever try to fix a tire, motherfucker.
Yeah. Me and Steve hit it really hard. I had to fix his tire.
By the way, he got a flat.
Anything you say with just a little bit of like a look at this, a pelvic thrust, you know, like.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. I was trying to fix my tire.
Yeah, exactly.
If you know what I mean.
Yeah.
No, I was trying to fix my tire on a truck, on my truck. And across the street was a good friend of mine now, Mr. John Castro. He's a fashion designer. And of course. He's a homosexual, and he's my friend, and he's gay, and he's my friend.
A homosexual is gay? Are you serious?
That's what I'm saying. And so he comes across the street and helps me fix my tire, right? And he's he just helped me fix my tire. He didn't teach me how to have gay sex.
This is
that
2001,
night.
So you're 20 years old.
I'm 21
this
years old.
This is called
old, yeah.
grooming.
That's
it's
right. Is that grooming. What it's called? Was I groomed?
You were getting groomed.
Oh my God. So what happens is that he becomes my friend, and then about 2 weeks later, he comes knocking on my door and he says, "Joel, I need your help." I said, "What do you need my help with?" He says, I need to take this costume over to a club that I'm working at." And at this point, I'm like, "All right, cool." So this was at the first house on, you know, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah.
Tag house, yeah.
So so John comes over, he says, "Hey, help me do this thing." I said, "All right." So we put this. He made an angel with the wings and a chicken wire and the whole costume. We put it in the back of my truck, and I was like, "Where are we going?" He's like, "We're going to the club." All right, we're going to the club. All right. So we go to the Saint.
I don't know. Does everyone know what the Saint is?
No.
Does everybody know the Saint?
No, not our listeners.
The Saint is the original badass gay club on the Strip
by
San Antonio College.
Yeah.
We went to the Saint. I helped him put this costume on a drag queen, and I helped him tape her thing.
Her penis?
Between the legs with the tape.
You changed the tire.
And we changed the tire that night. She did the show. Mm-hmm. She was wonderful, by the way.
I bet.
No doubt.
Costume. Come on.
No doubt. Do you remember the song?
I do. Yeah, so it was Totally Eclipse of My Heart.
Oh, forget it. Wow. Beautiful.
Fucking A.
Totally Eclipse of My Heart.
And that's what happened to you, right?
Yeah. It was amazing. It was amazing
you
night.
Turned around.
Yeah,
that was the night.
Once upon a time, you were falling apart.
That's right. But now I'm only doing. Is he doing cocaine? So I'm just saying that I got initiated into that whole thing very early.
That's pretty
And that's how, I became an ally.
Yay!
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was Pixar's Brave.
I'm going to get off the mic.
Because there was three bears.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. There's three
that
bears.
Original
that
script.
100% Brave.
Brave, the
original. I'm going to leave the mic. I just want to say one thing, though. Regan, your beard is darker than your hair. I don't know how that happened.
It should be lighter. I'm actually lighter.
No, it's darker than your hair.
You're full Mojave, right? So, like, you can't grow shit on your chin.
I can't grow shit. No. Yeah. I just grow a big tuft on my right ass cheek. It's just a big ball of hair.
Yeah, that's such a good word.
Nothing on my face.
His cheek looks like one ass pimple.
No, he has a tuft of hair in his asshole, and it's called a semicolon.
No. Well, it's too early for that, but okay. Yeah. It was all right.
Drop the mic on a pun.
Yeah.
Well, that's usually what happens here at the Public Access Podcast.
It's live not, but we'll
Blind
take it.
Tiger.
It happens.
We have our friends, especially into the December shows, because we have friends that are in from out of town that are coming to visit their families and get money for the rest of the year. And so we appreciate every one of you guys coming, and we are going to start
with our topics.
Yes.
So, Jess, what do we have going on in stuff today?
Hey, well, speaking of stuff, it's time for my topic of the night. My topic I usually call, yeah, I'm going to look into that. It's a segment where I usually talk about video games and movies and all kinds of pop culture stuff like that. And hopefully, the enthusiastic reaction after talking about said stuff would be, yeah, I'm going to look into that. However, sometimes you just don't get enthusiastic about it, and it's really not that good, and it doesn't make you feel great. And sometimes it gets a reaction like, yeah, I ate then. So tonight, my segment's called, yeah, I ate then. And tonight we're talking about the upcoming live-action Disney remake of the beloved cartoon Aladdin. They're remaking a live-action Aladdin. Now, on the plus side, okay, it's cool. It's a mainstream Hollywood movie full of brown people, and you get like representation. They're not whitewashing any roles, and that's they great. That kind of brown.
They didn't whitewash shit in Aladdin. Fucking the genie was blue. fucking the street rat was brown. Jasmine was brown.
But they're all voiced by white people.
They ain't whitewashing.
Well,
shit,
anyways,
not in the Indian version.
Progress is still kind of not there because the main character is like a homeless thief, so it's not like like a superhero. Yeah, and what is it teaching? Like he steals his entire life, and what happens? This rich chick falls in love with him, and then he ends up on top. That's not a good lesson. But that's not the point. The point is, the interwebs are kind of upset about the casting of the genie in the film because the genie played by Robin Williams in the original cartoon is now played by the lovable Will Smith. And
but Robin Williams had a problem with Disney. They sued him. They didn't give him the writing credits.
Right, exactly.
No, they didn't give him writing credits, and that was a problem with her.
Yeah, well, also that's royalties, too. It was money as well.
Yeah, so that's why – I mean, he tried to hang in there.
Yeah.
But it's a musical, right?
Yeah, and it's directed by Guy Ritchie as well. That's other, like, curveball.
Fuck. People are getting murdered.
Yeah. So it's really weird. It's a weird choice. Guy Ritchie's directing Aladdin. It's a weird choice. And a lot of people are kind of like, I don't know.
There's going to be a rap song in it, though, now. We know that, right?
Oh, well, I would hopefully.
Like, that's for sure.
I would hope so.
It's what was it? Concussion? What was the name of that movie?
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just, yeah. So he's probably going to do the Nigerian voice as the genie.
So,
and
Disney's upcoming live-action Aladdin inspires the first topic for the evening, and the topic is horribly cast a live-action remake of a beloved animated film. So basically an animated film, a cartoon movie that you love, but then remake it and just cast it with people that you're like, that doesn't make any sense, right? So I'll kick it off, sticking on the Disney train. I think there should be a live-action remake of Disney's Robin Hood. Disney's Robin Hood was a bunch of anthropomorphic animals as Robin Hood. So, like, Robin Hood was a fox, Little John was a bear, King John was a lion, and et cetera, et cetera.
And it was a lot of, what's it called, panels from Jungle Book.
Yeah, so
it was a bootleg.
Yeah, it was almost like, character designs from Jungle Book was left over, and let's just make a Robin Hood out of it. So, in the tradition of fucking things up, I think Disney's live-action remake of Robin Hood should not be animals, it just be real people. And it's just a Robin Hood movie.
Starring Kevin Costner.
So I'm getting there. So Kevin Costner isn't Robin Hood. Kevin Costner's not Robin Hood. Kevin Costner is the villainous Sheriff of Nottingham.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
And the lovable Cary Elles, who is in Robin Hood,
Men in Tights,
should be King John. The real life bear of a man, goddamn gladiator himself, should be Little John. Russell Crowe should be Little John. So who's Robin Hood, you ask? Well, because we have to have some animation in it, I think Errol Flynn, the original movie Robin Hood, who's long fucking dead. He's dead as fuck. He should be the current Robin Hood. How you gonna do that? Well, you mocap beloved movie actor.
Motion capture. That's what mocap means.
Yeah, you motion capture beloved character actor Jack Sparrow. Jack Sparrow should play Robin Hood. And I know you're thinking,
Johnny Depp?
No, not Johnny Depp. Jack Sparrow. Because Johnny Depp doesn't exist anymore. That's a construct. It's only Jack Sparrow. That's all that exists. You haven't seen Johnny Depp in 10 fucking years. You have seen Jack Sparrow.
He performed with the Rolling Stones.
No, that was Jack Sparrow. It's Jack Sparrow's
Jack
cologne.
Sparrow's upstairs serving fucking fries.
Is. Yeah.
And he really is upstairs right now.
Sandwiches.
It's not Johnny Depp's Sauvage. It's Jack Sparrow Savage.
Right.
Right. So Jack Sparrow should motion cap Robin Hood, but it's not Jack Sparrow. It's just a CG recreation of Errol Flynn. And then if you remember the Disney Robin Hood, it had this country soundtrack.
Yeah.
So I think the entire soundtrack is done by Kid Rock. And it should just be like full tilt, like Kid Rock. Yeah. And
man,
it
just fully casted it.
Yeah. No, I fully casted that because that's a golden idea. I think it'll sell to people who really want to see Will Smith as the genie in Aladdin.
No
I think
one
this
does.
One, well, no, that's what I'm saying.
You know what'd be sad?
If that
this
happened?
Is, no, if this is how he won his Oscar.
As a motion capture artist?
I know, as fucking the genie.
Oh, Will Smith?
Yeah, like he's been Oscar chasing for years.
That would piss me off.
You know,
like, piss me off.
No, he's going to win for best original song.
Yeah.
Called, right, like,
yeah.
Yo, I'm the genie or something, like some really horribly.
No, and it's just going to, they're just going to
the rap.
They're just going to add a rap. Wasn't there like a rap part in the original Aladdin where Robin Williams was like.
I don't know, but I think the song should be called Make a Wish, Girl.
What is he saying? There was a rap part, right?
I think
right?
there is.
Yeah.
It was the 90s, so.
Yeah, exactly.
Right,
yeah.
Was it?
We said early? She's directing.
Maybe Madonna
can come in. Madonna. Oh,
Madonna. Madonna can come into Aladdin, and then fucking when Genie becomes human, he just fucking rails her. She could be like one of the like people in the brothel. People. One of the whores in the brothel. And just fucking get railed.
It's an edgy remake.
Yeah, it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, because, you know, they had whores.
Dude, have you seen Mowgli? On Netflix?
Oh, the Andy Serkis movie?
Not yet. Holy shit.
Yeah.
So there's The Jungle Book, which is
Disney's live-action remake.
The live-action remake.
Jungle Book, yeah.
But they did Mowgli. Netflix did Mowgli. And like you're like, oh, okay, it's The Jungle Book again. It's not The Jungle Book again. Like, it is dark. Like, that's not like super-duper dark. But there's parts where you're just like, holy shit, they went there. And you'll fucking cry. It's fucking great. I was rock hard. And so...
So well, on that note,
I was like, they killed him. Oh, fuck yeah. So my inappropriate live action remake would be Space Jam. Now, Space Jam has been there's been a lot of controversy because every time there's a new supposed GOAT, greatest of all time after Michael Jordan, they want to cast him as Space Jam. It was Kobe Bryant. It was LeBron James.
Mm-hmm.
So I would like Space Jam to be casted by Kawhi Leonard. And is, hear me out. Hear no. Boo. I want the booze. I want the booze.
Yes,
hear me out. Here's why. Because what's going to happen is it's not going to be the Looney Tunes. It's going to be the Tiny Tunes. And, right? And then he's going to like give them the hope that they're going to beat the Monstars. Right. And then he's going to become a fucking Monstar.
At the very end.
And they're like, we'll give you everything. All the stock of Acme that you want, Kawhi. And he's going to be like, ha, 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 ha. Right? And he's going to Kawhi laugh, and he's going to be like, I'm a Monstar. And then he's going to become
a really
Monstar.
Good Kawhi Leonard impression.
Yeah. Ha, 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 ha. Right? Like, hey, Kawhi, when you're in Toronto, we want you to be a lot really likable like Drake. He's like, I can do that. And then, like, just laugh. Just give us a laugh. And so he would be a Monstar, and then the Monstars would take over. Was it Loontown? What was the name of the planet? The Looney Tunes? Anyway, he would take it over, and then the Monstars would rule, which would end in a cliffhanger to see if Michael Jordan will come back.
Oh, it's the Empire Strikes Back of Space
Jam. Yeah, exactly.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Don't make Kawhi Leonard.
Dark side
like,
wins.
Yeah, like Thanos, you know, sitting there.
He just goes. Like that, and then all of the Looney Tunes universe just like turns to shredded wheat.
It's all the Spurs fans that just
disappear. It's all Spurs fans.
50% of all the Spurs fans disappear.
They're all like, they go, Thea!
Thea? I don't want him to go!
No, and then like, then an uncle cousin just snorts his nephew as he turns to dust.
He's gonna live forever.
Space Jam 2, starring Kawhi Leonard.
But that's horrible, but that fills the boat.
Yeah,
that
brought to you by New Balance. the shoe of the alt-right and Kawhi Leonard.
That's true.
Mine's pretty okay. So I want to remake The Jungle Book, which you just as a live
fifth
action
time's a charm.
But all of the animal characters are played by humans that dress like Cats the Musical, sort of like so Mowgli's still a boy, I guess, but
he's
played by Jaden Smith.
He's Indian.
Will Smith's son.
Kind of.
Oh, Will Smith's son. Will Smith is Mowgli. Fuck. I hate it already.
Yeah. The Mama Puma or whatever, Panther or something. Mm-hmm. That's played by Sandra Bullock, but she's in blackface, sort of, like she's painted.
Why is she painted like a wolf?
Oh, is it a wolf?
He was raised by wolves,
the Panther.
Okay, so the wolf is Sandra Bullock, but just kind of like a furry, kind of dressed up as like a wolf character.
Hot bitch.
Bless you.
What's the bear guy? I don't
know.
Baloo. Yeah. He's played by that late night talk show host.
James Corden. Ooh, yeah. Fuck, man. You're really
Peter digging. Rabbit.
You're really fucking hurting me. This is...
This sucks.
It's also kind of real. That's why I'm kind of like, oh, man, this fucking sucks. This is like an Inspira topic next year.
Who's the big orangutan bad guy?
King Louie.
He's played... damn it.
Like Christopher Walken?
No, that would... That would be fantastic.
Which is kind of...
That is fantastic.
I know.
Yeah. It happened.
King Louie would be played by...
By Kevin Hart.
By the transporter. What's his name?
Oh, Jason Statham? Now we're talking. Now you got me back in.
Because why?
How would he sound? How would King Louie sound as Jason Statham?
I want the fucking red fire.
All right. That's... Maybe
you
that
fucking cunt. Give me the red fire.
I want man's red fire,
you fucking cunt.
So they're all just...
What's happening to those sausages, Charlie?
That's a hostess... I'm gonna set him up.
I'm gonna Facebook that shark. That's what I'm gonna do.
So it's just a bunch of humans.
I've seen the Meg. That movie was pretty.
No,
that's all right.
One man's fire, Charlie.
Are there any other characters in?
There's so many other characters.
You had me feeling like, oh, that's gonna suck, and then you cast Jason Statham as King Louie. I'm back on board,
yeah,
baby.
Oh,
that is gonna kill in China.
I only want to be like you.
I didn't know he.
I just want to walk like you,
King Louie.
Talk like you.
There's a snake.
Ka.
Yeah. That's played by Kevin Hart.
Okay, all right.
I'm just thinking of the worst people that I don't want to see in movies.
Oh, yeah, but
what?
I want to see Kevin Hart in movies, man.
What's a movie he's been in that you liked?
Jumanji?
Oh, that was, yeah.
That's all right. This is serviceable.
Fucking, what's it called? And then the other one.
the one with The Rock.
Yeah.
Central Intelligence.
Yeah.
No!
Yeah, that was all right. I'll watch that.
Charming.
Yeah, that was all right.
Whatever. So any of you guys have horrible, horrible answers?
So get in line.
Please,
we're going to read our online answers.
We have Facebook answers. So it's a good one, guys. Ryan Timothy Brace says, An American Tale starring Adam Sandler.
As Fievel?
As Fievel.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, man. I can just hear it now.
I'm Fievel. That's all he would do.
Wabadoo. Where's my popcorn? I'm Fievel. Wabadoo.
Travis Kane.
Where's Fievel?
What the fuck? That's not Adam Sandler at all.
That's when he gets mad.
Oh.
When he just gets screamed.
Like Spanglish or whatever?
Exactly. Yeah.
Like Spanglish. Have you seen that movie?
Oh, when he gets mad. Oh, Punch Drunk Love.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Travis Kane says, Gilbert Gottfried has all the characters in WALL-E.
Eva!
It's so, because like the first like hour there's no dialogue and then just out of nowhere like, whoa, we're stuck up here in space!
I'm WALL-E. I don't know. It's just I'm WALL-E.
I don't want to walk!
Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
I'm too fat to walk!
Watch vegetables!
You guys are Frank Caliendoing it up here.
Fucking A, we are.
Right,
why not Jay Farrow, man? Why are you whitewashing Impressionist, dog?
Guys are Frank Caliendoing it. Ryan Timothy Brace also says Alex Jones in The Great Mouse Detective. Travis Case is
InfoWars, The Great Mouse
Detective.
Oh, that's
good. I like that.
Scarlett Johansson as Moana.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. There it is. That's too real.
Whitewashing.
Yeah, because she was
Ghost in the Shell.
Yeah, Ghost in the Shell. So keep the,
and Black Widow.
Keep the train going.
Excuse me. Black Widow.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Eric Genovese says Bernie Sanders as all seven dwarves.
Fucking A. That's a good one.
Tori Poole says Sheriff Woody, played by Christopher Walken.
Okay.
Yeah. Jay Wycotton simply says Bambi starring 9/11. Clinton Shorter says
Al Qaeda killed his mother.
Wait. Julia
George Bush Thumper?
Hold on.
Just George Bush Clinton Shorter says Julia Roberts in The Parent Trap. That wasn't really animated, but I guess her playing two of herself, that's twice as horrible.
No.
Angel Baeza
no.
says Woody Allen is Peter Pan.
Fucking A, dude. But it would be they would be lost girls.
Yeah.
That he raised.
Samantha Line-Rick says Mike Pence as LeFou. Who's LeFou?
Oh,
L-E-F-O-U?
From Beauty and the Beast.
Okay. Well, which character is that? Oh.
Oh, because Mike Pence is
Mike Pence
like,
has yeah, yeah. Oh, God. Milo Milo says, The Grinch starring Edward James Olmos. Yeah.
Orale. My heart grew three sizes that day, I say.
That's all. That's all over
Peachy
Facebook answers.
Christmas. Cindy Lou Who?
That's how he
Mr. Almost Hi. Yeah, no, this is a. That's not a question. That is her name.
I just thought he had bad, punctuation. But okay,
we'll go again.
Cindy Lou Who?
Can we please do that as a sketch show? Because it's goddamn genius. Every time he says who, it's a question.
It's a question.
That's freaking brilliant.
The who's down in Whoville?
Stop making it a question, Edward. Eat Joey. Wow.
You know, I am a trained actor, and this is how he's... Okay.
Anybody have any live answers? No live answers.
No live answers. The first
no
time we've had
no
live answers.
No one
wants to get creative.
Please.
Give it up for the brave man. Let him hear it, guys. We're begging for you. Hi, can we have your name, sir?
Yeah, Dave.
Hey, Dave. Thanks for answering. So cast a live action cartoon.
All right. Well, you already started with Beauty and the Beast with Mike Pence. I was thinking... Donald Trump and Stormy Daniels to head the cast
as Stormy Daniels.
So Donald Trump and Stormy.
Oh, Daniels. Donald Trump plays the Beast.
Yeah,
or does he play the mean guy?
I would think the Beast probably would. Be a little more appropriate.
I was going to say,
yeah.
No, Donald Trump should play Gaston.
No, because you want to hate Gaston. So you don't want to like the Beast, so you put Donald Trump as the Beast.
That's a good answer. No, because we're going to dissect this. No.
Okay, thank you.
I'll leave it open for discussion.
Thank you very much, David. So Donald Trump would play Gaston.
I'm on
right?
board. Exactly.
He's already too Gaston-y.
No, but exactly. So it fits. So he doesn't have to act that much.
Terribly miscasted.
Oh, it's terribly miscasted.
Okay, yeah, okay.
So
I'm sorry.
So this is like a right-wing version of Beauty and the Beast.
So Beauty and the Beast is Donald Trump.
Okay. No, that means then Belle should be Ivana Trump.
His daughter?
Yeah, that's
Ivanka.
Ivanka, I'm sorry, my bad. Yeah.
Oh, Ivana was his ex-wife. He wouldn't touch her at all.
With
a 10.5-foot pole.
Yeah.
All right.
With a 10.5-foot pole, let's say.
Good answers.
Yeah, good answers. Good speaking of palatable racial stereotypes sold to American audiences, Aladdin coming soon next year from Disney.
Coming live in West Philadelphia, born and raised.
It's gonna people. You're gonna love it, whether you like it or not. You're gonna hate it, but you're gonna go see it. And you're going to pay for it, and they're going to make Robin Hood. So, fingers crossed. So, Aladdin. Yeah, I ate then.
I am the genie in time. All right. So, now it's my time and my segment called Dad's Cornered.
Here we are on Dad's Corner, making dreams come true.
Stop counting coupons and get involved in Daddy's Corner, bitch.
So, how many parents do I have in an audience? Make some noise. I love the live ones because we outnumber you pull-outers. So,
he's the only one that has kids.
So my topic question I usually start is, explain to me your worst drug experience. I am the unfortunate amphetamine lover. But it's just a time of life for a female when she's a teenager that is just terrible for everyone. And even herself. And right now, it's just she's about to get into high school. She's transitioning from eighth grade to ninth. And there's so many drugs nowadays. And I know there was a lot of drugs in the 60s. I know that there was a lot of drugs in the 80s and 90s. But holy shit, the access, they're not doing coke. They're not doing heroin. They're popping mollies. They're doing prescription drugs. They're getting prescribed these drugs. And they're sharing them. They're sharing Vicodins. There's a rapper called Lil Xan that is like Lil Xanax. And I have to explain my poor little girl when he's talking about eating pussy like Skittles so he can taste the rainbow. I'm like, one, that's a lyric from Lil Xan. I said, one, why are we listening to this? Two, it's 6 a.m, you know?
Oh, God.
And three, you can't have sex on Xanax. I've tried. So she... I wasn't the one who gave her first sip of alcohol. It was an aunt, which I think is kind of appropriate and kind of how all of us first tasted alcohol.
Rite of passage.
So, and then unfortunately she liked it, which sucked. So I said, okay. So I got a Shiner Bock and I was like, do you want to taste this? And so she's like, sure. And she almost puked. I was like, oh, thank God. And she's like, it tastes like diet apple juice. And so now Shiner Bock forever tastes like diet apple juice because it just does. And drink Shiner. It tastes like diet apple juice. And so
what does Lone Star taste like?
Though? Lone Star tastes like if somebody spilled apple juice in their armpit. And
yeah.
Mm.
Guzzle, guzzle.
It's wabbit season. So she started asking me about pot. And pot's a slippery slope because she's like, you know, can I drink when I'm 21? And I'm like, legally, yeah, you know, but I wouldn't recommend it. I go, because the thing is you're, if you do it now, you're going to be burnt out by the time you're legal. And I kind of had to let her know. I was like, hey, I kind of drank a lot when I was like 15 or 16. And I saw like a bunch of friends get super fucked up and fucked their lives up, you know, because we were all trying to catch up with what we thought we were supposed to be doing. And then by the time we were 21, I was like, well, that's little kid shit. And so
time for the Xanax.
Yeah, exactly. So you work in a high school. There's,
I do.
Like, there's the drug thing is like real big, right? With like mollies
kids
and stuff
have,
like
just
that.
Just kids have always done drugs. That's kid, the thing.
Right. Kids have always done drugs. Been, but I've now it's like big pharma, right?
Yeah, I would say there's a lot more prescription stuff going around for sure.
Right. And so like there's the yellow school buses. I don't know if you heard that. I had a friend of mine's nephew who OD'd on that because he took them like Skittles. He didn't die or anything. I was like, fucking pussy. And so I was like, you're going to do it, fucking do it right. And they were short. I was like, if I can get on the short bus, bro. And so... So she's asking me about pot, and we're in a time in society where pot's kind of like, it's so good and good for you, and it's so great and stuff like that. But just like anything that's a vice, you don't want a child to do it.
It's also weird because this is also, it's legal lots of places,
and that,
too.
That was the point, yeah. I was getting to, is that, you know, you got Seattle, Washington, California, where it's legal recreationally. And it's like, well, look at all the good it's doing. Look at all the money these states are making and stuff like that. And I'm like, well, one could say the same about I didn't tell my daughter this, but about prostitution in Nevada. You know, because she was like, I'm moving to Nevada. I was like, no, please.
It's a thriving economy.
Go where there's pot. The Bunny Ranch. Right, exactly. The Bunny Ranch. You know that guy ran for office, the guy who owned the Bunny Ranch, and he died
and won.
And won. After he died. Dennis Rader, the BTK killer. No, I'm sorry. Yeah, so he won in Nevada or whatever, dead, right? Rock hard. They couldn't even close his casket because all the Viagra in his system. So he had
Ron Jeremy's the one who found him.
Is that right?
Yes.
Oh.
Ron Jeremy was his buddy, and he came to like hang out with him, and he's like, hey. And then so.
Did they pull a Serbian film and say.
Question mark, but he.
Like the dead one.
Ron Jeremy said he saw his dead friend, dead naked friend. That is.
He was naked.
Yes.
Ooh. I wonder what Ron Jeremy's bottom line was.
Hugh Chrissy Teigen gif of just. Ugh.
Yeah. Well, now you guys know that.
I wonder if he woke him up and was like, "You're dead. You're governor," or whatever the fuck. You're comptroller of Nevada.
Well, what's great is that we're talking about this around Christmas time. So when Christmas, you know, like everyone brings up a fact. You know what I just read, and then that is going to insert into Christmas dinner somewhere.
Yeah.
You know that guy ran for Nevada, and porn star Ron Jeremy saw his dead friend naked. Can you pass a turkey?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Right. And it's like, sure, Dad. All right. And so my question is, what's your worst drug experience? Because I shared this with my daughter, because the one thing that teenagers have amongst each other is this unfortunate thing called trust. And I remember being 15 years old, and I think I may have said it in the podcast in the past, but I was a big fan of White Zombie. We were talking about 99.5 Kiss sucking, but White Zombie fucking rules, and they will always rule. It's White Zombie rules, Rob Zombie sucks, right? Is that a fucking... Yeah, it's a White Zombie t-shirt in the audience!
What?
That's fucking awesome! That's great. I hope she's your beard. You and I, baby. Rob Zombie's a tool. He ruined a good thing. And so it was it was funny enough. It was the White Zombie Pantera tour with a Pantera shirt right there in the front.
Yeah.
Where Phil Anselmo, who had just previously OD'd of heroin in Dallas and then still performing in San Antonio. Anyway, long story short, skis, I was getting into pot. And my buddy brought this joint out that had very colorful paper. And I was like, oh, how festive. And so I hit this thing hard, and I don't know if any of you guys ever dated goth girls before, but they like to smoke, they like to smoke cloves. And if you've ever smoked a clove, it crackles. And I've smoked a lot of weed at the time, and I have never heard weed crackle. And so it crackled like ice. So I find out later, because of my trauma, that I think I may have smoked angel dust. So he didn't tell me, because I always said acid for years. I just said, it was acid laced. I guess the zigzags were LSD. No, it was fucking angel dust. And so I smoke it, and I remember I was super high, and everything was cool. And then all of a sudden, the entire crowd started to melt. And because my mind was, you know, kind of getting miswired, I panicked. And why did I panic? Because I can't swim. So the logic that everyone's turning into water caused me to panic, because I thought I was going to drown in a sea of black t-shirts and armpit hair. I was at a San Antonio metal show.
You were in a Lone Star pool.
Yeah. So I run to my sister, who, you know, took me to the show, and she's a goody two-shoes to the max, and I just ran up to her, and I'm like, Francis, I'm so sorry, but I smoked some pot, and now I can't swim, and everybody's melting. She's like, you fucking idiot. And she's, a Mexican woman, so she does what most Mexican women do to solve any problem. She says, eat. So I go to the concession stand, I buy a bag of chips, and every time I bit the bag of chips, it felt like it was they were exploding in my mouth. Like, it felt like fireworks in my mouth.
Taste explosion.
Yeah, exactly. It was awesome. Like, I couldn't just eat one. and so I remember, I go, Fran, I think I'm fucking tripping out, because I think I see Jesse James Leha, the boxing, you know, legend, in the audience. Like, I know I'm seeing things. She goes, no, that's actually Jesse James Leha. So I saw Jesse James Leha, and I was like, oh, what's up, champ? And I go outside. Clouds turned into Superman and fly away. It was pretty cool. And I go inside, and White Zombie started. And she told me, with all the love in her heart, I'm not missing White Zombie for your junkie ass. And I went... Okie dokie. This was it was slipped to me, and now I'm a junkie? Like, what the fuck, right? She's like, never trust a junkie. And I'm like, okay, Al Jorgensen, you don't get that. Google it. And so we go inside, and the thing with White Zombie is they would have, like, you know, the screens of, like, old horror movies and stuff. And I had a mouthful of Lay's potato chips. And they show footage from Lucio Fulci's Zombie, and it's of a zombie with maggots coming out of his mouth. And I thought that they had a camera on me. And so I thought that I felt like Michael from The Lost Boys, because I felt like I had maggots in my mouth, and David's telling me they're only noodles, Michael. And I'm just like, bleh, bleh! I just start spitting all these potato chips all over these mechanics and fucking...
you know,
and Pioneer and flower factory workers,
Marcy's Playground, and Candlebox. And people that worked at Lay's, they worked at Lay's.
They're used to getting, to getting potato chips spit on them. And I was scared to death. There's, you know, images of Charles Manson. These four crucified clowns fall during Grease Paint and Monkey Brains, which is a good White Zombie song. And I fucking get scared shitless because it was at this venue called the Freeman Coliseum where they have the circus. And my mind told me, oh my God, they forgot to tell these guys that the circus was over and they ended up dying and they're out here at the concert. And so it was the worst drug experience I ever had and the best concert I've ever been to in my life. So what about you guys?
Okay, here's the thing. Probably in the rank of people who've done drugs on the stage is like Larry, and then way, and then it's like me, and then even less.
But you've done the hardest drug.
I've done some drugs, but this is worst experience. So I've never technically had a bad drug experience. I haven't done many drugs.
But the worst one
was when I drank fluoride when I was 8 years old at the dentist.
Ugh. Straight up.
Well, you're supposed to swish it in your mouth. I don't even know if it's a drug.
We do that now on the daily, bro. They put it in our water, dog.
And I threw up. There was one time.
We got gay frogs in our mouth, dog.
There was one time I took vitamins with an empty stomach, and then I threw up. Does that count?
What about the time he smoked opium?
There was nothing bad that happened.
It's not his worst experience. That's the point he's trying to make.
Actually, nothing happened. That's what freaked me out. I've smoked opium once. It was there in a week when I lived in Colorado. This was before it was legal. And
opium's legal?
Oh, no, just the weed's legal. Sorry. So,
what kind of dragon den do you fucking hang out in?
I don't know.
Some dudes are like, I'll fuck some
with Jack Sparrow.
Oh, fuck yeah, I'm going to Colorado, smoke some opium.
My roommate at the time was an incredibly hardcore pothead, wake and bake guy. He'd just wake up, smoke pie all day. And he was like, you should smoke. And I was like, no, I don't want to. It won't affect me. He's like, no, smoke it. And I was like, okay, sure. So I smoked it once. Nothing happened, right? He's like, hey, well, it doesn't really work on your first time. You should try it a couple times. I was like, you know what, dude?
The drug dealers say.
Yeah, this is my roommate. He's a great guy now. And I was like, I'll smoke it as much as you do for an entire week, and I'll prove to you that it's mental. And so we started, and I would start smoking with him. And I'm an incredibly stubborn person, right? So I would make sure that, like, nothing would happen. And every time we smoked, and he taught me how to smoke from a bong very well. But
I see. So took the carb out.
Anybody got a bong anyway. So
water
the guy
pipe,
who lived
water
across
pipe,
the
water
live
pipe.
Guy who lived across from our apartment was named Kai, K-A-I.
You're fucked up. That wasn't
his name. He's like 6 foot four, super skinny, redhead guy, but only
guy doesn't exist.
He was in the Jungle Book.
This is Colorado. He had a red neck beard. And he loved to fish. All he did was.
I'm sorry, a red neck beard or a redneck beard?
No, red neck. He just grew his beard from his neck.
And he loved to fish or like
loved
he liked
to fish.
He liked the band fish.
No, he sold drugs and fished in the Poudre River. Those are just two things to do.
These aren't things.
This sounds like your opium trip.
Yeah,
so one day.
You're chasing dragons, man. You're chasing the dragons.
So one day, he comes over and he brings opium and everyone's smoking it. He's like, try it. And I was like, okay. And nothing happened. Absolutely. But next to me, Aaron, the guy sitting next to me, he smoked it and I could immediately see like it take a physical effect on his eyes got red and he was just out of it. And I was like, what the heck? But mind you, I was stubborn and nothing happened. Like flat out, nothing happened. I would do like mental games to make sure that I would stay focused. It's weird. I'm a killjoy. I'm a square. Like, whatever.
Just get high, man.
No. So it wasn't a bad experience. Nothing happened. Absolutely nothing happened.
So you're saying the worst experience?
My first sip of beer was in high school. It was Bud Ice. I don't know if you guys ever tasted Bud Ice. It was terrible. I spit it out. Does that count?
Mad Dog 2020, baby.
Yeah. So those are my bad experiences. Sorry.
No, it's good.
No, mine's even more dull because it happened just recently.
What?
Yeah. I sprained my arm. Heavy lifting. I went to the doctor just because, you know, they tell you to go to the doctor. Don't like live with the pain. It might be worse than you actually think. I went. It ended up being a sprained arm. It was no big deal. They did give me painkillers because I was having trouble sleeping. I've never taken any kind of prescription drugs beyond just like, you know, over the counter, like, you know, flu medicine or anything. Sure. So this is like the first pain reliever shit I took. And so, again, this isn't really even super interesting. It's kind of depressing and sad is that I took this – pain reliever, and then I couldn't tell if I was having – the pain went away, but it didn't. It was still there. I could still feel it. Yeah. I started to have anxiety that I was having, like, heart problems.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Because the whole time I was, like – when my arm was hurting, I wasn't sure if it was my arm or if it was my chest because I couldn't, like, pinpoint where the pain was.
That's good shit, man.
So when I took this deal – I thought I was having anxiety because I started to think, oh, you fat piece of shit, you're having a heart attack,
yeah.
or because you had this horrible food, or
you should have taken
had Arby's, you know, or whatever.
You know what? That's your worst drug experience. Yeah.
It wasn't really Arby's.
Can I ask you a question?
It wasn't Arby's.
Did you have the meats?
I did not have the meats because I wasn't Arby's. It was just
That's
the blanket
a side
statement
effect of Arby's.
Yeah, it was just regular food. I just thought
fucking ain't Arby's,
I thought I ate bad, but I didn't, and it ended up being nothing. It was just. Drugs, like I think the whole thing of like opium not doing anything. It's the same thing. A pain reliever's not doing anything, but my stupid brain was creating its own anxiety. It wasn't even affecting the drug. It was just like whatever. I'm a total square. I have no drug stories.
When I was in a maternity ward, my epidural didn't work. That's a true story. No. So, Joel,
do you have any
worse
and anybody,
drugs?
Anybody else
cemetery
here?
Story.
You have bad drug.
Is that you want to know the? Yeah, okay.
Here we go.
So I was at this podcast with these guys after 20 years. So what happened was, I like to take the cocaine.
Yeah, real stuff, damn it.
In my face. But sometimes the cocaine's not the cocaine. That's the problem. Sometimes they give you the cocaine, but it's what they call the meth. And apparently that's short for the methamphetamine.
Right.
Right? Which I think they make that out of Sudafed and coffee pots.
All legal stuff.
And I'm not sure
Windex.
How they make that.
Windex.
It's legal?
Yeah. Yeah, it's legal. It's a legal thing.
It is Windex.
People in Odessa know how to make that very well. And, you know, in these kind of places out in West Texas and things. And so I enjoyed cocaine, though, you know, and that's what I really wanted. I said, I want to buy the, you know, a bag of cocaine.
It's Bill Cosby telling the drug stuff.
I wanted to buy the cocaine,
but they had the meth instead.
But instead they give me the meth. And I wanted to buy the cocaine.
This is the worst episode of Picture Pages I've ever seen.
I had the money for the cocaine, but it said, buy the meth. And I said, oh, I'll buy the meth, but did you? So.
Now it's Bobcat Goldthwait.
What happens when you take a methamphetamine is that you get really, really horny. But your dick cannot get hard. See?
Huh.
And this is a problem.
Why'd you need it to get hard? Were you changing tires?
Can I continue with the story? And then what happens is that you try to find some
just
meaning.
Like when you fuck, wrap it up.
Yeah.
Very good, Jess.
So when I have a hard ass dick, I'm on Couples Road, the meth is kicking in. And so what I think that I'm going to do is I'm going to find my grandma's tombstone.
Is this the plot
with a hard ass dick?
This is Coco 2.
Yeah. I said, Grandma, thank you so much for helping me find you. And I say, I love you, Grandma.
Oh, no.
And then I look at the tombstone and it says Jessica Smith. That's not my grandma.
All right. Thank you, Joel. Thank you for your story.
Don't do drugs, ladies and gentlemen.
What do you want on your tombstone?
Yeah. Meth and pepperoni.
So what about Facebook's? What does Facebook say?
Oh, sorry. Bye.
That's the end of it. They cut me off.
Yes.
But we
have a time.
Which the bar should have done.
No, I ordered chicken nuggets.
All right, we gotta go. Thank you, Joel.
Thank you, Joel.
I regret asking you to.
I 100% regret that.
Carrie Reyes
like
says,
"Like a neck tattoo, I regret that."
When I was a teenager, I would always smoke out with my
Now, ex-stepdad, in secret, one night I went to my went with my family out of town to one of his friend's houses for barbecue. Before we headed back home, he smoked out with his friend and asked me to join. I didn't hesitate to say yes, but also didn't realize his friend was fresh out of prison, on probation, and apparently could only smoke K2. I immediately felt off. By the time we got into the car, my lungs felt like bubblegum, and my brain felt like a motherboard of a computer got water spilled on it. I had an hour and a half panic attack in the backseat because I couldn't tell my mom I was dying of a heart attack because I didn't want to get grounded. I never smoked with that a-hole again. Milo says, last week I drove 30 minutes to meet some chick on Petrenko Road to pay $230 for an ounce of tumbled weed, and I still feel financially raped.
Tumbled weed.
It's a bad experience. Samantha Lyons Rick says, I used to use Ambien every night. Then one day I, quote, woke up while driving to work.
Oh man, shit. Yeah. That's good. Yeah.
That's terrifying. Yeah. I found myself in the car 5 minutes from the office and no memory of the rest of the morning, which including dropping the kid off at school.
Oh, no.
And for some reason, stopping at a store to buy 4 or 5 random toiletries. Still on time for work, though, so I considered it a win.
Yeah.
That's the best drug story I've ever heard.
That's terrifying.
Not having to live through your morning routine.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
That's a
good
win-win. Yeah.
Yeah. That's an Adam Sandler movie. It's called Click.
So that's all. That's all the Facebook. That's
good. Anybody else have a short drug, worst drug story? All right.
Okay.
Davis.
So the only drug story I have is while it was still legal, my roommates got salvia.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And explain what salvia is for people who don't know.
It's weird psychotropic. Like, I don't even know what it is. It's weed for pussies.
There we go.
But like, it makes you trip balls for like 5 minutes. And then it's done. So, yeah. Like, it's like, if you want to see if you want to try acid, and I don't want to try acid, because this lasted for 5 minutes, and I thought I was gone for 2 weeks. Like, I left the universe for 2 weeks.
On salvia?
And I came back on a postcard of children on a water slide.
What?
And somebody was peeling me away from it like a sticker? And as the glue separated from the paper, it exploded into tongues, and I
fucking ate.
I just started saying, like, I'm not from Xanadu, but my roommates thought that I was saying you made me do something I didn't want to do because they were all still on drugs and they were like coming down, and so they were actually considering killing me. So that cops don't find out I'm doing a legal drug. and that's the only time I've done.
That's great. Kind of
drugs. That's pretty bad.
Did you hear that? That's how you tell a story, Joel.
I think Salvia opened up for Marcy's Playground.
Yeah, I think they did. They're like, click, click, boom.
Another answer? Live answer?
Jay Whitecotton.
Well, first of all, you guys suck at doing drugs.
Sorry!
You missed my answer.
Like, that's why it's worse drug experiences.
No, I'm like really good at it. No, one time I was at 502 Bar on my birthday after a major breakup, and it was during like their open mic night, so you had all these like really shitty singer-songwriters, like not like shitty comedy, but like shitty songs.
Like Marcy's Playground, Candlebox.
God bless. So this dude, like, I was just screwing around, and this dude offered me, he goes, hey, man, do you want a shot? And I was like, well, yeah, I do. I would love that. And then he gave me, like, this novelty syringe that you would get, like, at Spencer's.
Sure.
So I was like, I don't – okay, I'll take it. Like, I'm not, you know, rude. so, like, I squirted it in my mouth, and it tasted salty and warm, which is not something – you want to be surprised.
Yeah.
It's not what you think.
It wasn't piss.
I would have loved it if it was piss compared to, because I was like, what the fuck was, I mean, I still swallowed because I don't want to be a hypocrite.
Right. You're a lady.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're an ally. And an ally.
Gentleman on the streets, a lady in the sheets.
That's right.
There you go. So I asked him, I go, what the fuck did I just take? He goes, it's liquid GHB.
No!
I didn't go to college.
Explained what liquid.
That's what Dr. Gonzo took at the end of Fear and Loathing, right?
Well, I didn't know because it just sounded medical. And So, I knew it sounded like one of the bad things.
It's a human adrenaline gland, right?
Well, this is what he followed up. I go, what is that? And he goes, oh, it's the date rape drug.
Yeah, that's
that one. Yeah, yeah.
Which is pretty cocky of him to like call a shot.
Yeah, literally.
Here's what fucked me up. Like it got like I was really worried about it, and like when it really took over, I got scared, and it kind of taught me something about my character because like I was really worried that people would get raped around me. Yeah, and my drug out of mind. I thought the drug would make me just start fucking people against their will.
Like. You and Joelle have the same reaction to drugs. It's just you become these fuck monsters.
No, I want to be. I didn't become. I was looking out for everyone. The drug hurt me. Sober, I'll fuck anything. I don't give a shit. But like drugged out, I don't want to hurt anybody. So
no. You're a lady.
Yeah. So during the open mic, I got on the microphone and then I just announced to the whole bar, stop. Like it was the presses. Like, it was like, no, I'm on liquid GHB. Nobody get raped. I me too'd myself.
Yeah, there you go. You too.
Liquid straight to the bee.
It's hashtag I too.
I too. I as well. So, to all the parents out there that are raising teenagers that have questions about drugs, tell them do them? I don't know. Or don't. It's really up to you. They're going to do it anyway. They're going to grow up fucked up. Parenting, fuck it. They're going to be assholes.
Yep, that's it.
All right, well, it's time for my segment called Hey, That's Not Funny, where we talk about stuff that's not funny. A lot of stuff I like to talk about is about science. Today, we're talking about a article from the Max Planck Institute for Evolutionary Anthropology, which says wild chimpanzees share food with their friends. So why share food with non-family members when there is no immediate gain? An international team of researchers conducted observations of natural food sharing between chimpanzees. What they found was that collectively our research shows that chimpanzees decide when to share food based on the likelihood that this favor will be returned in the future. Or in the case, so these chimpanzees, what they found is that they will actually share food with their buddies.
But who ran this? Thornton Mellon? Is this... Sorry, it's from Back to School.
Back to School.
Remember when he was in charge of the monkeys and he gave them pizza and they were all sharing a pizza?
Wow, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, they call it the Thornton Mellon method.
The Thornton Mellon method.
That's what these guys
made
it.
More money off of.
Yeah, there's this real research going on as of October of 2018.
Hey, they're on
it
a
was
break.
Science fiction. Now it's reality.
Now it's science fact.
Science fact.
Yeah. So they found out that chimps share their food based on like. Getting food back later, so it's a they're saying,
oh like a
they're paying it forward.
Yeah, they're paying it forward.
Cool. They're buying your Starbucks drink.
They said sharing after group hunts, sharing meat is returning the favor for those who are helping out. So they're just like, it's like, hey, thanks for helping out, catching this here. We're gonna share food.
Here's a piece of my child that I'm eating.
No, they don't share each other's children.
You want
anyway,
some of this turd?
That brings me to my
piece of this turd.
Question, which is, what is your favorite food to share? And is there a food that you won't share? So I thought long and hard about this. I'm an eater.
Yeah.
I like to eat a lot.
Yeah.
I like to go to buffets.
Oh yeah.
Which technically you're sharing with everybody at a buffet, right? That doesn't really count.
Mm.
Exactly. Yeah. I also like to scavenge, which is technically not sharing.
They're just going to other people's tables.
No,
the
when you're eating with
yet.
Someone and they're not finishing your food, then you kind of like eat.
Yeah,
their
you just straight
food.
Up wimpy them.
That's not scavenging. That's fucking stealing food.
You sort of ask.
Okay, got it.
Or no, you wait for them to stop eating, and you're like, you're gonna finish.
Yeah, right.
That's me. But when I think about the actual food that I actually like to share, it's one of my favorite snacks ever, which is popcorn. All right, so popcorn. But this is why. What?
No, this is amazing.
Yeah.
Here's why, though. Because popcorn always usually means that one, you're like, or you're watching a movie or something. Like it's an experience sort of food. You're sitting down, you're at a movie theater, or you're at home, you're watching a movie, and you can share popcorn. So that's my favorite food to share. Also,
and I love that you share it at the Draft House because it's free refills, so I don't have to buy any.
So anytime we go to the Draft House with Larry, I buy a big metal tin of popcorn.
And all Larry says the whole time is, there's free refills, right?
Yeah,
and
then he
proceeds to just pour a bunch right in front of
On a
napkin in front of his seat.
I'm a lady.
I love popcorn. I like putting stuff on popcorn. Everybody, you should go buy some Old Bay seasoning right now. It's the best.
Like an elderly man.
Ever.
Yeah.
Old Bay popcorn.
You got some chicken bouillon. That's like burning a hole in your cupboard. Just put that in your popcorn.
That's that middle-aged chick at your work that flirts with you. It's like, oh, that's Old Bay.
Old Bay, yeah.
I got Old Bay.
Old Bay is my Old Bay.
Yo, Old Bay buys me tacos.
And then food that I won't share, I don't know.
Your question,
I know. It was a tough question. I would just probably say...
Yeah, get your own steak.
I was gonna say it would be like the last anything of food that I have. Like I don't. I will never give away my last bite or something. That's just
rude
because you're savoring the last.
Yeah.
Bite.
So, but there's not. I'll share pretty much anything with anybody. I don't know if there's.
I have quick answers. The food that I would never share: gum. And I don't mean, like, oh, would you like a piece of gum? That's
from your mouth gum.
From my mouth gum. I had a girlfriend in high school that like this couple where they would share gum from like when they kissed.
That's because they love each other.
When they were kissing, and one of them had gum, and the other they snowballed this fucking juicy fruit. Like, No, they're like nom nom nom, and then it's like I got your gum nom nom nom, right? And you're like, okay, and she's like. So we're in line to eat, and nothing really grosses me out with the exception, for some reason, of spit. Spit grosses me out. Like, you can puke and shit in the floor. I'd be like, you're right, dude? But if you, like, spit, I'd be like, what? Right? And, like, I don't know why. And so she sees them do that, and she's like, oh, my – and she's chewing gum. She's like, oh, my God, that's so cute. Blech, and just, like, throws her gum in my mouth, and I was like, bleh, bleh. And so, like, I would never in my fucking life share gum. The thing that I love to share the most out of anything is, and it's a broad answer, so I apologize, is something gross. Like, if something's fucking...
Oh, okay. No, yeah.
I'd love...
Yeah. Taste this.
Hey, bro, taste this. It's gross. Hey,
taste this.
And my cousins called me out. He's like, why would I taste it if you're telling me it's gross? And I'm like, I want you to... It's fucking gross, dude. Like oh fucking Lindberger cheese. Oh, it's nasty. Just taste this. Fucking gross.
And
all of us are like... So I think... The loophole would be if someone would be like, oh, this gum's gross tasting. And so I'd be like, what do I do? And then I would taste it.
That's going too far.
Can I ask you, as a parent, so I once saw my brother
the
kid was eating and it was like halfway in the kid's mouth and he took it and he finished it and like he kind of pre-chewed it like mama birded it.
Sure.
It was gross. Like, have you done that?
Yes, I have. It depends on age.
Yeah, you know, I get it. Like, she's a teenager. Don't do that. That's weird.
Like, she has braces and shit. Yeah. Like, how long has that nugget been in there?
But you've done that thing where it's been in their mouth and your mouth.
Baby? Like,
kid. Yeah.
High chair baby?
Sure, yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. Because a lot of the times they'll do it. Right? They'll be like, daddy, taste this. Bleh, and they just like, throw
it. It's like half
fry.
A chewed fry.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
And they just like, put it in your mouth.
Yeah, 100%.
Want some? Right? And I'm like, are you an Asian lady right now? And so they're like, want some? And then like, bleh, right? You get a fry with like.
It's baby spit, ketchup.
And then you have to go, like, mmm.
Ah, yeah.
That's good.
Did you turn into an old lady?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Oh, that's good.
All I wanted to know was if you've done that.
Yeah, I've done it. Yeah.
All right, Jess.
Snowballed a French fry? Yeah.
Come on.
Sure have.
On the same tip, as the past few years, the big social thing that I like to share is hot wings because of this resurgence of chicken wings. I love chicken wings.
Thank you.
But the social fun of it, the social aspect of sharing and eating is trying different sauces with different heat levels. It's partially, yes, it's delicious, but it's also, to Larry's point about the fun of tasting something that is foreign. You don't know what it's going to taste like. It's a surprise. How hot is it going to be? How tasty is it going to be? Is it going to taste gross? Is it going to smell like a high schooler girl teenager's armpit? You know, all these factors. When we're sharing hot wings, I love to share hot wings with friends. It's a really great social experience. The thing I do not like sharing is definitely like steak. I wasn't joking.
Yeah.
It's this weird thing of like something that you cut with a fork and knife. The idea of like, oh, you want a bite of this? Like, it's just kind of weird. I put in the work, you know, like I'm just very, I work. You cut your thing and I'll cut my thing.
But what if I give you a piece of my thing that I cut?
It's got to be like a chunk. Like,
well,
it's
equivalent.
It's trade. Then that's not that's sharing. Trade. That's trade. That's not
learned
sharing.
About that
it's
earlier.
Trade. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'll trade. Like, yeah.
Here's some of my pork chop. Give me some of your salad.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Okay. But if I'm like cutting it, I worked for it, you know. So it's a matter of like
pork chop.
Being alone there.
Life.
Do you have to cut your kids' food? You have to cut your kids' steaks.
Yeah,
that sucks.
Oh, but that works.
All right, but we don't really eat steaks too often.
Rich boy.
That's how my old man grew up.
Fucking rich guy.
Steak and potatoes.
That's a theme that he'll never admit to. It's just like, well, you guys have had, like, you know, fucking escargot, right?
I've never eaten escargot. No, it's not rich. It was just middle, sort of lower middle class.
No, you share
rich, dog.
You share sushi roll pieces, but not nigiri.
Right.
Sushi.
No
pieces.
Niggery yeah. Sushi.
Facebook answers. Guys, if you have foods that you like to share, no, just stop them right now. If you have foods that you like to share, we'll share Facebook answers first. Guys, feel
what
free to come
I
up.
Wrong?
Ryan Tip of the Brace says, favorite food to share is whenever I bake something.
Nice. Yeah. Okay. Baking. That's a good yes.
Carlos Castro says, I share my food with everybody since I'm notorious for taking food off of other people's plates. See, that's what I mean.
Yeah, that's trade and barter.
I won't share my green sea turtle soup because that's an endangered species, and I don't want to make you an accessory to the crime.
I don't want to contribute to your...
Yeah, that's funny.
Travis K says, Carlos and I shared calamari once. The food and company were delightful. Okay. My favorite thing to share, though, is good home-cooked meal, like my King Ranch chicken. That's also the name of a Ford truck.
King Ranch chicken?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Drive away in a 2019 King Ranch chicken.
Yeah. Ford. Oh, and happy Honda days to everybody, by the way, before yeah. really.
There's a Toyota-thon going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, it's truck month, man.
He says, I like making people happy and full. He says, I don't like sharing my own plate of food, though, mainly items that you have to bite to eat rather than using a utensil.
Like a hamburger.
Like a chicken wing. Or like,
right on.
I get that. Seeing other person's bite marks out of my food creeps me out as much as hearing my own heartbeat or any representation thereof. Milo says, if you're hot, you can have a bite of whatever, but I won't share anything with gluten.
Oh, okay.
Hashtag gluten free.
This is my gluten.
Oh, Tori. I'm here. Okay, you can answer. Let's see. Last one. Angel Beza says, fortune cookies are fun to share, especially if you share them and with your significant other, and it says you'll soon find new love.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I've never found that fucking fortune cookie, but looking for it.
All right. Okay. So live answers.
I'm alive.
You're alive. You can answer it live.
Toy pool.
Yay. Oh, okay. Okay. So like, I'm down to barter system, like sharing, like I like to exchange food and stuff like that. But I feel like once it's on your plate, right, that's like your territory. So like, unless you've been inside of me, I don't want you eating off of my plate.
So your babies and your lovers
exactly.
get your food.
Exactly.
Yeah. Wow, yeah.
And then if right you cross that border, I will fucking kill you and then I won't eat it. Oh, and never share soup.
Oh, anyone. Good answer. That was
sharing
almost my answer.
Soup.
That was almost my answer. Yeah.
Soup. Seriously, when oh, you're because your spoon, even backwash, if they get dude. Another spoon, that's your saliva. Like that becomes a part. That's an extension of you.
They
don't...
open up for Kid Rock.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's it. That's what
yeah. No soup. Good answer. Fuck yeah. Fuck soup. No, I love soup, but fuck sharing soup. I'll share soup if someone fucking like drains it from my beard.
My dad is a chubby little Italian man, and he makes the best meatballs.
The fucking best.
The fucking best meatball.
The fucking best.
And the only reason I like to share it is because I can be like, hey, Dad, I'm going to have some friends come over. They want to try your meatballs.
I bet
and it's
they
just
do.
A way.
I bet they do, little Davey boy.
It's just to convince
bet
him
they fucking
he should
do.
Make meatballs.
Smart.
Because he wants everybody to try it. And so
you're like, no fucking... friends showed up again.
Oh.
I'm staring.
You know how long I work for these fucking meatballs? Get the fuck out of here.
Davis is dead.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here with your friends coming with your fucking meatballs. That's what you, I'll give you fucking meatballs.
Don't make a jerk out of me. I understand what you had to do in the joint. Sorry.
I'll give you a fucking meatball sandwich. Did you fucking leave? Right. Fucking asshole.
What don't you like to share, Davis?
His meatballs.
When friends come over, he just has no friends.
Yeah. I don't like to pretty much any of my own food. I just don't like sharing.
Like, are there any people?
Hot dogs are a weird thing to share.
Not if you lady in to tramp them.
That's weird. Yeah, that's even weirder. That's like
before she died.
I think I sell that sex toy. That's
oh yeah, guys, he sells sex toys. So yeah. Corporate office, fucking hug it up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He has the ins and outs of the business.
That's right. You used in irregular sex toys brought to you by David. Yeah, exactly. Pre-washed. Does he like to share? Yeah, yes. Well, yeah. No, he doesn't. He does not. Yeah, double dong hot dog.
So, chimpanzees.
They opened up for Kid Rock.
I think they opened for Kid Rock, yeah.
Yeah, chimpanzees sharing foods. It's not funny.
Not funny.
No, it's not. It's actually science fact.
All right, so thank you everyone for tuning in to another episode of Comedy Go-Go's Public Access, and for our new friends that we've made, that we hope you come back every third Friday of the month. We do this every 10 a.m. and it's always different. We don't know what the hell's
10 p.m.
You know what the fuck I meant.
It's that salvia kicking in.
Yeah, click boom. So, God damn it. So, if you haven't noticed, this is an educational program. Okay. This is an educational podcast where we come to learn something. So we want to ask our live audience, what made you come to learn something about yourself, about life in general, or the world? And we'll start off. So if you learned something today, please walk up to the microphone for Christ's sake and give us what you came to know. Mm. So Jess, what did you come to know?
I came to know, well, first off, I drive a 2009 Scion XD. It's blue. It's run out. It's almost 10 years old, and I'm up for a new vehicle in a couple of years. So I like to think of myself, you know, with a beard, kind of like, you know, the man up a little bit, and upgrade from my Scion to a 2019 Toyota King Ranch.
Yeah.
Texas edition, 4x4.
It's Ford.
2500.
Ford King Ranch chicken.
This Ford truck is built Chevy tough.
All right.
That's what I came to know. I know what car I'm going to buy. It's Texas 2009 Toyota Ford King Ranch chicken.
What I came to know is that I am a fortune teller, because when I referenced my White Zombie Pantera concert story, there is a man with a White Zombie shirt and a man with a Pantera shirt. Yeah. So I can tell the future. And I also came to know that Hancock is the genie.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, yeah.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas! Phil Anselmo's Christmas hits.
That's great.
On the 12th day.
Silent night! Fucking silent night! I'm sorry.
It was the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a fucking mouse. Slapped her ass. She called me daddy. Sorry.
I've come to know that Shiner Box tastes like
Diet apple juice. Yeah, I'll get one right now and I'll let you taste it.
Okay.
No, just for that.
Just
purpose.
So that I'll be you're absolutely right. And then Lone Star tastes like
apple juice that you strained
put
in an
someone's armpit.
Yeah, but someone who hunts.
Someone who hunts.
Yeah.
The armpit of a hunter.
Can you imagine hunting and then going for your beer and being like, where is it? Yeah.
So, yeah. Okay.
Hunter's armpit.
Yeah. Lone Star is the brown star. Yeah. So, please, ladies and gentlemen, please let us know what made you come to learn something.
Hunter Armpit's my favorite Jack Reacher novel.
Your name?
Laura.
Laura, thank you for joining us, Laura. What did you come to know?
I came to know that a gay person who has a beard, that means they have someone who's their lover.
Yeah!
No, one second. No.
Almost.
A closeted gay man.
A closeted gay man.
Who is married to a woman.
Oh.
That woman is called his beard.
Yes.
Oh, okay. I get it now.
Got it. Yeah.
I obviously was not paying enough attention.
No, that's okay. No, I just want you to know because I don't want you to go up to a gay man and going, you fuck chicks because he has facial hair.
Because he'd be like, bitch.
He's like, I do not.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah. So, you are his beard. Yeah,
got right. it.
Beard.
Yeah. Or a lesbian beard. Spouse is also
beard.
A beard.
Nope.
Beard.
No, that's not true.
No, that's not
I made that up.
No.
That's not real.
Yes, you made that up.
Oh, okay.
You're thinking beard because
hold on. No, it is true because it doesn't come from like, oh, the beard makes you manly. It comes from the masking in theater.
Exactly. Absolutely.
That's where it comes from.
Don't mask it in fear of my face, motherfucker.
You know, I kind of liked. I don't know your name over there.
Jess.
I kind of liked your answer though. That was pretty smart.
I mean, because it's a real thing. I didn't make it up.
Yeah.
With the lesbian?
Yeah. That's real, right?
No.
Or did
not,
I make it up?
It's not a thing.
It's not a thing. It's a thing now. You're going to go home and you're going to say it's a thing.
Anybody
and
else?
Be like, okay.
Anybody
else learn anything?
Thank you.
Davis, what did you come to know?
I never want to try cocaine because I might accidentally try meth.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. That's a biggie.
Ain't no accidents in life, man.
I think that's a good meth ad. Do meth. You fuck your grandma's grave. No, I don't want to take meth. I think it's a really good prevention thing.
That should be the PSA instead of this is your brain. This is your brain on drug. This is your dick. This is your dick on meth. And it's just fucking
it's
a grave.
Grinding against this smooth marble stone that says Martha Quibble.
Yeah,
I feel like you
passed away 2007.
He's come on hard candy. But it is blue anyway. Jesus Christ. Serbian film. Watch it at the end.
No, what?
story.
Hey, I came in when Joel was having that breakdown, so I guess I learned about methamphetamines and how it affects your dick, and like, I just feel like dudes maybe just don't do things that affect your dick, and that's what I learned.
That means we can't do anything.
Everything affects...
These chicken wings are making me hard.
Exactly.
What am I going to do? Stop eating chicken wings? That's ridiculous.
I've been eating these Skittles, and I'm just like, taste a rainbow. When I saw the guy with the white zombie shirt, we fucking zing, dude. I got half a chub. You are my Sherry Moon, baby. Like, I am going to put 1,000 corpses in your house. You watch... Yeah. Get ready, baby. It's happening.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Have you seen him as Captain Spaulding?
I've dressed up, Meet the Creeper.
He looks exactly. Yeah. It's
Meet the Creeper. That's right. It's getting deeper.
He looks just as much as Captain Spaulding as Johnny Depp looks as Captain Jack Sparrow. Because they're two completely different people.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are Comedia Go-Go. We do this every third Friday here live at the Blind Tiger Comedy Club. We ask that you stay for the Midnight Show. The Midnight Show is a showcase of comics from all over the country. And it is absolutely free for the city of San Antonio. We do it for you. It's a club that was started by comics, that's run by comics, that is performed by comics. And we are happy to call this place our home. You can come here every third Friday at 10 p.m. and check out the Public Access podcast, and you can go to oneofus.net or comediagogo.com and listen to the episodes that we recorded in the past.
That's right. Or you can go to comediagogo.com to find out more about us. We're sketch comedians, we're filmmakers, we're podcasters, we're the whole banana. We have lots of videos, we have lots of adventures. Check it out and be our friend on our Public Access Happy Campers page on Facebook so you can answer the questions that we ask when we don't do the live shows. It's a lot of fun. Be our friend. Thank you.
And follow us on our new Instagram. We're grandpas. And Comedia Go-Go just got an Instagram, and that's Comedia, not comedy, Comedia Go-Go. Or you can follow me at Larry Garza Comedy, and check me out. I'm going to be doing lots of shows in 2019, nothing coming up, and it's going to be a fucking wonderful year.
Fucking rad, dude.
So, anything you'd like to add?
Merry Christmas.
We're not in school right now. I can say it. That's right. Happy Hanukkah.
Happy holidays.
Happy Kwanzaa. And we wish you a happy new year in 2019. Thank you, Blind Tiger. Thank you, everyone, for attending. Once again, this is Larry.
This is Regan.
And this is Jess.
And this is Jason Statham. And we'll fuck you later, you
cunts. I'll Facebook that shock lady, you fucking cunt.
Thank you. Good night.
Here comes the fun! Here comes the fun!